Hello everyone, welcome to today's shiur in Maseches Megillah on Pace to Finish by Purim. Mirtzei Hashem, we're holding by the bottom of Vav Omid Beis, the last word and the second to last line. It says, Rabbi Elazar, we had a machlokes sriva machlokes tanaim yesterday, and what happens if a person fulfilled certain mitzvahs of other kriyas Megillah, matas lezionim, things like that, in other rishon, and then they decide to make another sheni that year, back when they were making the calendar every year was different based on the witnesses of the moon. So we want to have to repeat those mitzvahs. But yesterday we said that there's a shita you don't have to repeat. There's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa, and you have to repeat because every year you're allowed to, every year, Kol Shana Vashana, every year do the mitzvahs of Purim in that other which is closer to Shvat. So too, when there are two, you're doing the other that's closer to Shvat, it's fine. And Rabbi Mishim Ben Gamliel disagreed. He says everything must be done in the second other. And that's because you do the one closest to Nisan. And we said, the real swara behind that is to be somech ge'ul, ge'ul, ge'ul of form to ge'ul of Nisan. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Omar, time of the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Meach. It says a different swara the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel has. The Ksiv, the Kayan, the Sigeras, the Purim, Azos, HaShenis. Pasuk says that after the Nes happened, they're kaveh the holiday to fulfill the letter of Purim, this letter of Purim, the second. Now the word in the Pasha Pasha, the two letters. But the darshan that Ashenis, right, means in the second month. In the second month that's available as the remnants of this type of case. There's two choices, two others during the second month. And both these svaras are needed, both these darshan. If the first one from every year it's done that it happens in the other closest to Nisan, have a mina kikushin. You have our kasha that why not do it, if you remember from yesterday, why not do it though in the other that's closest to Shvat and don't be ma'avir al mitzvahs, don't pass out mitzvahs. We would have had that kasha. Kamashmon ashenis, ashenis teaches you, no, dafka the second one. The ashma in ashenis, yeah, the second one, have a mina mitchila b'rishno v'sheni. Ashenis might have meant to do it also on the second one. You have two others, do it both. Doesn't tell you only one time. Kamashmon kol shana v'shana. Kol shana v'shana, you only do it once. Yeah, that's what that would play a part in this. These two joshes for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Hai Hasheni, Samai Avilei. What would he do with this pasuk, this remez Hasheni? It's again in Pasha Pshat, just means there is the second letters, but that Mordechai sent out. Yeah, but what does he do with it in Joshua? Vloyalei, because Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda, near from Shmuel Yehuda, Dam Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Bitchila Kavu B'Shirshana L'Sof B'Kol Am Kulo. At first, when the miracle happened, they were kaveh that it would be a yearly celebrated holiday in Shushan, and later, they were kaveh in the whole world, and seemingly now we're going to elaborate how that was. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Shalcholam Esther, Esther sent in that second year, she sent, Lachacham Kavuni Lidoris, you should establish me for generations. I want it should be a holiday celebrated by the Yidden every year. And that's clear what it means. Also, it could be it's going to mean this now also. Later we're going to say she was trying to get it written in Tanakh, accepted, canonized in Tanakh. It could be that's what this means. Now it's be Koveami. So Kavuni Ladoros, Shokhulo, they sent back to her, Kina Atmo Areras Alinu Libena Umos. You are arousing jealousy on us amongst the nations. People are going to see that we're celebrating the downfall of our enemies, which are all the other nations. So they're going to get jealous of us. Shalchalahem, she sent back to them, Kvar kesuva ani al divrei ha-yomim namalchei modayu paras. I'm already written in the chronicles that they have in Media and Persia. Yeah, those kings, they already have the whole thing written down. There's no news is going to happen, so put me in Tanakh. This story continues in a different fashion. Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chaviva. It's a group of four Amoraim. Now the Gemara doesn't say what they said, the Gemara interrupts and says, Masna Bukuli Seder Moed ki kol ki aizugo, if you ever taught in all of Seder Moed, this group of four Amoraim, Chalufi Rabbi Yochanan, Umayla Rabbi Yonasan. There are those who take out Rabbi Yochanan from the group and put in Rabbi Yonasan. And that was parenthetical. Now what did they say? Shalchalahem Esther Lachachamim. Esther sent to the Chacham, ki svuni ledoris, write me for the generations. Shalchula, they sent back to her, Halo Kasatu Choshileshim. The verse in Mishlei, which we're using as a remnant to this, something that's written three times, you don't write it a fourth time. If you're written it three times, Shalashim Vloribain. Three times you're written, where are the three times? Yeah, so, pardon me. So Rashi fills us in. There are three places already that the Mechamas Amalek, we mean, is written three times. In Elishmos, Parshishmos. In Mishnah, not Parshishmos, but in Sefer Shmos. Yeah, when they fought Amalek. Mishnah Torah and Parshat Kiseit at the end, that's Parshat Zohar. And Sefer Shmuel, when he battled Agag and battled Amalek. So it's read three times already. Mishlei comes along. You have some written thread three times. You don't stop mentioning it a fourth time. That's what they originally said. Neidarshin Shlishim Lo Yibeim Ad Shematzu Lo, or should be Lo probably, until they found for her Mikra, another pasuk Kasuv B'Torah. It's written in the Torah already. Ksov Zos Yikar Mesefer. When the original Milchama happened, Yeshua went out and made war with Amalek and Moshe Rabbeinu's Shem's command through Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says over there, write this Ksov Zos Zikaron as a memory B'Sefer in a book. Three terms. Ksov Zos, we say, write this Zemashikasuv Kana Mishnatar. That's what's written here, meaning in Shmos. Yeah, and when the original event happened, and a Mishnah Torah, and a Sefer Devarim. Everything written in the Chumash is all called one writing. It's all written together, Rashi says. You know, it's two places in the Chumash. Zikaron, a memory, a remembrance, Mashikosu v'nevim. That's in the Vim. That's in, we said, from Sefer Shmuel. But Sefer in a book, Mashikosu Megillah. That's a separate book. That's Megillah. They made, that's the Makor sheet that you can make Esther into a separate Sefer Megillah. So we say now, Kitanai. We say it's really Machlokes Tanai if Esther should have been part of Tanakh or not. Amazingly, obviously it is by us, but there are Tanayim that held not officially made part of Tanakh, even though we would have had it as Masorah, Baal Peh, passed down, what happened, of course, but not to be written. We'll see. Kitanai, Machlokes Tanai. What is that? Ksov Zos, Zemashikosov Kant. Maybe that word only means that which is written here, meaning in Sefer Shmos. Nikaron, Mashikosov Mishnah Torah. That's what's written in Devarim. Besefer, Mashikosov Nevi'im. Besefer is in Nevi'im. Divei Rabbi Yeshua. The Tana Rabbi Yeshua holds no makor for Chacham allowing Esther to be written down as Megillah. Rabbi Elazar Modai, Omer, no. Ksov Zos, the Mashikosov Ka Mishnah Torah. Like we said, Ksov Zos includes two places in Chumash, everything in Chumash. That which is here in Shmos and that was in the Mishnah Torah. Zikaron, Mashikosov Nevi'im. Zikaron is written in the Nevi'im and Sefer Shmuel. Besefer, Mashikosov Megillah. That again is Megillah. It's my Chalakas tonight. Continues the Gemara. More about Esther. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Esther ain't a matame yadayim. Esther is not matame your hands. There's a din. We know that Svarim that were written, Svarim of Tanakh, were written on cloth. There's a gezerah made in Gemara Shabbos brings down. There's Machlokes Beisham Beisil about being this gezerah. But the Maisa gezerah was made that these things are matame your hands. That way people wouldn't keep their clothing with truma, and rats that are going after the truma food end up eating the clothing. So to make that not happen, the Esther is metame, and all Nevi'im, all klafim metame, so you can't keep with your truma becomes tame. Yeah. So that's what they made. But Esther, saying around, is not metame, you die. The Mamer, the Sefer Shmuel, Esther, Lav, Baruch HaKodesh, Nemra, Shmuel holding that it's lower Esther, it's lower form of Sefer, not written by Baruch HaKodesh, that's why they weren't gozer on it. The Hamer Shmuel, Esther, Baruch HaKodesh, Nemra, Shmuel said beferish that Esther is written by Baruch HaKodesh. You say back, Nemra Likro, Salon Nemra Liktov. It was only Beruach HaKodesh, it was said Beruach HaKodesh, to be read, means read, passed down, part of our Masorah, not to be written. This is, you're going to say it in a second, Beferish in the Gemara, but he's holding like that Shita, Rabbi Yeshua, seems right now, that wasn't supposed to be written down. The Beruach HaKodesh that was given into the story, into the exact mice of the story, though, should not have been written. Wasn't there to be written. Meisvei, the Gemara challenges this from Tanoim. Rabbi Meir Omer Kohelis Eino Matami Yisidaim. Rabbi Meir says Kohelis, amazing, not Matami Yisidaim. Machlokes b'Shir Hashem. It's Machlokes about Shir Hashem if it is. Rabbi Yosi Omer Shir Hashem Matami Yisidaim. No, Shir Hashem is Matami Machlokes b'Kohelis. Kohelis is Machlokes. All why these things are each being questioned is not a topic our Gemara goes into. It'll be interesting to find out. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kohelis Mikuli B'Shami Yichur Beis Hillel. Kohelis is one of the things that Beis Shammai, out of character, was meikel about, and Beis Hillel was machmir about, meaning it's metame or not. Avorus, v'shir shem, v'ester, metame siyadayim. See, we know machlokas, any of the tanaim, these three other megillas, Rus, shir shem, and Esther, are metame siyadayim. See, Esther's metame siyadayim, fairish from tanaim over here. Who the amek Rabbi Yeshua? So like I said, we'd say, Rabbi, this is the answer. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yeshua, the Tana that held, there is no makor that Chacham found to be able to write Esther in a separate sefer. Tanit, Rabbi Shem Manasi Omer, Kohelis Eino Matamis Yedayim. Now we have a reason right now. Now the Gemara Taka does discuss it. Shem Manasi says, Kohelis not Matami Yedayim, and Isha Chachmasa Shashlomo. It's just the Chachma of Shlomo. That's a difficult statement, the Gemara says. Amr Lo, they said to him, they said the Chacham back to Rishim Manasi, the Chizu Bavad Omar, but he only said Kohelis, Kilo, and that would be Stam, something that's written, it's just his chokma of all the things he could have written. V'halo kfar nemar, it says, about Shlomo v'aydaber shloshes alafim mashal, it said 3,000 mashalim, which is more than what's in Mishli. V'omer al tosev al devar, but it said, don't add to it. Meaning, therefore, what is written is supposed to be taken as he wrote it, because v'zruach kodesh is something special. My v'omer, what's a separate pasuk telling you don't add on? What's that helping you? Even the first thing that says there are many more mashalim other than what's written also shows you that what's written must be special. So what's the Omer? What's the second pasuk? Maybe say he said many things. The Iboy Ichtiv with the Iboy Lo Ichtiv. What he wanted, he wrote. What he didn't want, he didn't. What he didn't want to write, he didn't write. No particular specialness of what he wrote. Toshma al tosav al devar. The fact that he commanded, don't add anything else to be written, don't write anything else of what I said, shows you what he did write down as a certain chashivis. Yeah, and therefore Koheles, that we're talking about, something Shlomo HaMelech wrote, not just his chachma, must be something that was written in Ruach HaKodesh that was important enough to be written down specifically as opposed to other things that he had said. So we don't seem to have an answer back. It seems to be an argument Chacham said on Rishim Menasya, no answer back. Tani Rabbi Elezer Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemar. Esther was definitely written in Ruach HaKodesh, he says, Shenemar, Vayomer Haman Belivo Zariah. Haman said in his heart, they asked him, the king, Ahasuerus asked him, who should the king honor, someone that he wants to honor, and he said in his heart, who would the king want to honor more than me? ... He tells him what to do. So how do they know what he said in his heart? Obviously, Ruach HaKodesh is saying so. Rabbi Kiva Omer, a different writer. Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemar, Shenemar, Vati Esther, Nosei Schein, Be'enei Kol Ro'eha. Esther was graceful, found grace in the eyes of all that saw her. I don't know what everybody's thinking about her. It's Masi Ruach HaKodesh. Emer Omer Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemar Shnemar Vayivada Hadavar LeMordechai. The thing was made known to Mordechai. Mordechai, how do you know the big son and Sarish were going to kill Achashverosh? He was made known. Ruach HaKodesh must have told him. Rabbi Yosef Ben Dormaskis Omer Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemar. Different Raya Shnemar Ugoviza Lo Shochel Es Yadom. They did not send their hands to the spoils in the battles against the goyim, they were trying to kill them. How do you know what everybody didn't send the spoils? Whole worldwide, you know that they didn't do it. Must be Ruach HaKodesh. Amr Shmuel, Iyavai Hosam, Shmuel, Yamora. These are all Tanoim. Four Shitas in Tanoim, four Rayas. Shmuel says, Iyavai Hosam, had I been there with those Tanoim, Havlamina Milsa Da Adifa Mikul. I could see a better Raya than all of them. Shnemar, Kimu Vikiblu. It says that they were Mekayim, they fulfilled, and they accepted. What is that? The Joshua Chazal. Kimu Lamalama Shikiblu Lamata. They're Mekayim upstairs, they're Mekayim up above, Hashem was accepted, Mashikiblo Mamata, where they were Mekabal Purim, and everything to do with Purim, Hashem was masking to it, made it a holiday. So that's we're saying it's a Rebbe, saying the Megillah is recording you what Hashem was doing. Obviously that's a great Raya, that there's a Ruach HaKodesh going on here. So Amar Rava says, L'kul Islu Pircho, for all the Tanayim, there's actually a Kasha on all them, it's not a good Raya, but Varmi the Shmuel, except for Shmuel's Raya. There's no kash on him. The Rabbi Eliezer Svaruhu the Lohavinish to Khashiv Malka Kavosei. Rabbi Eliezer said the Raya was from Haman said in his heart, who does the king want to honor more than me? That's the Svaruhu that he knew no one's Khashiv is him. The Haikiko Mapishtu, but here he goes on and tells you that you should bring me special clothes and I should get the king's horse and his crown. Vamar Adaitin Nafshik Omar, so here he's going on Vamar and he's spelling out Adaitin Nafshik Omar. He's saying about that's his own elaboration, right? That's an elaboration of what's going on. I think Rashi spells out the word over here is that's a raya that he was obviously just considering himself the most kashiv. He sets up a fair. So when it says that Haman said in his heart that I'm the most kashiv, yeah, you know what he said in his heart because he goes and elaborates on it a second later with words. The Rabbi Akiva, the raya that Rabbi Akiva has, that Esther found grace in everyone who saw her. Says an ace happened, this teaches you an ace happened that everyone looking at her, she appeared to them like she was from their nation. So it could be they said Befarish, hey, you saw her, she looked like a Persian. Hey, you saw her, she looked like a Mede. Everybody's saying it. So the Pasuk testifies that she found grace in everybody's eyes because the people were saying so Befarish. Behold, Rabbi Meir, that Israel was from the fact that a matter was made known to Mordechai. Dimlok Rabbi Chia bar Abba, the Amar Big Son Vesarish, Shnei Tarshim Hayu. Big Son Vesarish, two Tarshim, a certain type of foreign person, foreign land. and Mordechai, being on the Sanhedrin, spoke their language. He heard them talking, and Mamela, he was able to. He made known the matter because he heard about it. Heard it from them. V'hadar Rabbi Yosef ben Dormaskis Dilma Priestik Yishoder. This that it says that his raya was that nobody took from the spoils of the war of the fighting. Maybe they had sent out a command that people shouldn't do that. People shouldn't take from a command Priestik like a. Kashkevilim, calling Eretz Yisrael, yeah, something from the Chachamim, the leaders that don't take from the spoils, they sent it out. So, and some people followed that. Yeah. So those are all kashes on all those rayas. The Shmuel vade leislepircha. The Shmuel says that up in Shemayim they were makabel. They were makayim. Where we were makabel, there's no pircha again. Amar Ravina. Ravina says over here the Gosabach changed it to Rava. Yeah, Hainu the Amri Inch. This would be Rava continuing what he just said. Rava is the one who said Shmuel's Raya is the best one. So now he would be saying Hainu the Amri Inchi. This is like what people say, a motto of people say. Tava Chadol Pilpelta Charifta. Better one spicy pepper, a mullet sunny curry, than for a basket full of melons. One spicy pepper. Kari Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Amar Mehach. Rav Yosef says a different right. V'mea porma elo lo ya'avri mitoch ha'yehudim. These days of Purim will not pass from the Jews. It's telling you the future. Also Ruach HaKodesh. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omer Mehach. V'zichram lo Yusuf Mizarom. Their remembrance, the remembrance of what happened, will never also pass from their descendants. They'll always be there, always remember Purim. To other eyes, clear is Ruach HaKodesh. So, my says, all adds up pretty fair on any of the Tanaim we have before. It's no Ruach HaKodesh. And who was it before? Is Rabbi Shimon Manasseh said that? And we said about Kohelis. Maybe we just had that it wasn't the Ruach HaKodesh to be. Yeah, maybe it's not really Kash. Everybody gives the Ruach HaKodesh. Just that he said it. Then Ruach HaKodesh to be written. Say it. So Ruach HaKodesh, many rise. Says the Gemara, Matanas Levyonim, we're talking about the mitzvah Matanas Levyonim. Really, the Mishnah's context is about needing to repeat it if one did it in the first other. But now we elaborate on what the mitzvah is. Tani Rav Yosef says, it says, and sending of portions, man to his friend. So what's he learning of the halacha is from that? Shtei maras liish echot. Yeah, there's only one transaction happening, one man to his friend, but there's two portions. That's two portions, two different foods has to be sent to one man. Halacha maisa, that's what we do, two portions. People have the assumption that it's two different brachas. I don't know that it has to be that. I remember learning that it's just two different things, two recognizably different items. It'll be the same bracha. Two recognizably different items that are ready to eat, sent to somebody that it could be eaten on that day. Matanos levyonim, my gifts to the poor. That's matanos is plural. Levyonim is plural. Shtei matanos shnei bnei adam. So that's two gifts to two people. Yeah, I mean two each. That's the mitzvah. Also, that's what the halacha is. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is not Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Different person. Shadalei the Rabbi Oshia. He sent to Rabbi Oshia. Some of them both Tanaim. Seems like he sent to him Atma de Igla Tilsa. He sent to him a sigh, Atma's a sigh, of a third-year calf. Apparently the third, could mean third year, you could also translate over here, I mean the third one to come out of the rechem. That's where Rashi learns. Iglatilsa shlishi the beten. Yeah. So, actually, Rashi learns, I should correct what I just said a second ago. Rashi learns, matas alviyona means shtei matana shnei bede adam, that each one gets a matana. Okay, I thought wrong. I had the wrong shot over here. Yeah, it means each one gets a matana to two people. That's what it means. Yeah. Seder. So it says Vayter again. So we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya sent to Rabbi Yoshia a thigh of a third from the womb calf. The garba de chamra means a sleeve, a flask, some small container of wine. Two separate things. Shalachlei said back to him, Kiam tabanu Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu, our rabbi has fulfilled in us, Mishloach manos ish lerehu, sending portions of food, man, to his friend. Then the next word, Matanos Levyonim, the Bach takes out, he wasn't sending him a comment, Matanos Levyonim with me, because he can't be one person. Mar just said, you have to have two people. So it wasn't a kind man. Okay, Mirat Hashem, we'll continue.